Yerushalmi Shvius, Paragimel Halachavav. Ein Boinu Madregas Api Geus. A person is not allowed to build steps at the opening of like a valley that has, it's basically a big, like a reservoir. There's a lot of rainwater collects into there. And you're not allowed to build steps to be able to walk down into there. Erev Shvius, you can't do that on Erev Shvius. Misha Paskin Gushama, from the time that the rain has stopped. So the rainy season goes till approximately Pesach. Once the rainy season has stopped, you're not allowed to build steps going down into this area. Why? Neshul Misakim Shvius, because he's preparing them for Shvius, which is to say, once the rain is all finished coming down, then the water that's in this pit, in this valley, that has no use for this year. So you know, the rain is, we're finished with the rainy season. So it must be that you're putting in these steps so it looks to the outsider like you're building these steps so that on Shvius, next year when it rains, you'll be able to go down there, scoop out water, and water your fields. So the person who's building it, even on Erev Shvius, gives the impression that what he's doing something to prepare for next year, and that's why he's not allowed to do it. As we'll see in the Gemara, there are two possible explanations, but we're saying this way, that the reason is because it looks like he's preparing the field for Shvius. Avol, Boinuhu b'Shvius, but on Shemitah he's allowed to build those steps, b'Shapaskei Gusham, once the rain stops, why b'Nushu b'Maskin on Matzoi Shvius? Because then, anybody who's looking and seeing him building these steps will realize he's building them for after Shvius. Because since, again, the same point, since you're not going to be watering your fields anymore, it must be, he's not doing it for this year, he must be doing it for next year. So if you do it before Shvius, it looks like you're preparing for Shvius, you're planning on watering your field on Shvius, which gives a wrong impression, that's why you're not allowed to do it. But from Shvius, from the time the rainy season stops, you're allowed to do that, because no one will suspect that you're doing something wrong. And the next thing is, if you have one of these pits that holds the water, like a big opening, and you want to close it up to make sure the water doesn't escape, when you make like a little wall or barrier to keep the water from coming out, you're not allowed to close up that barrier with dirt and tar and, you know, make a really solid wall, but you could make just a pile of bricks one on top of the other. The point being that it's not, if the person does that, then he does just a more temporary wall. It doesn't look like he's trying to collect water to be able to water his fields with afterwards. He's just making a temporary collection point, and that doesn't look as bad. And then the Mishnah says, when a person is moving rocks, picking up rocks, we had rules before him about when he's allowed to move rocks and all kinds of rules, but now the Mishnah tells us you should know, call Evan Shuyachal Lipshad is Yadav Litla. If the person's building and he's sitting in one spot and he's busy building a wall, and any rock that he could reach by stretching his hand out, Harizel Tinato, you're allowed to take it. I mean, even though there were rules before him about when you are or not allowed to move rocks, that's because the person who moves rocks in a field looks like he's preparing the field for planting. But if the person's building and he's so close that he just stretched out his hand and pulled it right into the wall, then it doesn't look to anybody like he's trying to kill his field. It's obvious, it's very, very clear that what he's trying to do is build a wall, and therefore it's more different to do it. There's no one's going to think that he's trying to no one's going to think that he is trying to clear out his field to plant it. Now the Gemara is like this. Rav Krispa b'shem Rav Yechonon says, and Chananya ben Gamliel say the following: Be'isr shnei prakim himas isr. Our Mishnah which says that you're not allowed to make these steps before Shemitah. That's going when there's isr shnei prakim. That is to say, way back in the beginning of the first parak we had that there's an isr of Tosfos Shvius, and it's called the shnei prakim. There are two times when Tosfos Shvius, one for fields of trees and one for other kinds of fields. They're called the shnei prakim. The two times, either from Shavuos or from Pesach, that and the Gemara, Yerushalmi had said that originally there was an isr shnei prakim. There was a time when those Tosfos Shvius during those times was usher, and then later on came over and became Lila and his bezin, and they were matter, and they became the heter shnei prakim, which is what we have nowadays. The thing is that there's no issue of Tosfos Shvius. So the Gemara says, our Gemara starts off by saying that our Mishnah is going to be issur shnei prakim. When our Mishnah says you can't build these steps before, when our Mishnah says you can't build the steps on Erev Shvius, that's going at a time when there was an issur shnei prakim. But nowadays, when there's no issur shnei prakim, so there's no issur Tosfos Shvius, there also would be no issur to plant, to build these steps. Our Mishnah is not, like we had said, that's because people think you're preparing for Shemitah. The reason for our Mishnah is because using for our mission is because it's a form of Tosfos Shvi Yisinalan to do work, some work even before Shvi Yisinalan to do, even though it's not Shemitah yet. And the Gemara says, Tani, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tani, we have a proof to this, the Tani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya Oishin, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya, in a place to say, exactly what it says in our Mishnah, the Yisinalan to build these steps. The way the Ma'afudu, learns is that the Gemara is missing a piece over here, which is the Yerushalmi brought the Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya asking you to build steps on before Shvius, and there's another Baisu where Nechemya says that you are allowed to build steps. So it must be Loi Beisah Shnei Prakim. Isn't the answer to that seeming contradiction is that this Baisu that said you're usher to do it is when it was the time of Isser Shnei Prakim, and as opposed to the case where Rav Nechemya said it's mutter, is once they were machted the Shnei Prakim. So just like Rav Nechemya holds that the only time it's Asr was Isser Shnei Prakim, that's why he said once Asr and once mutter, because he was talking about two different periods in history. So we called Isser Shnei Prakim. So our mission is also talking about Isser Shnei Prakim. It only answered it as a form of Tosfos Shvius. But nowadays, that Tosfos Shvius is mutter, there's nothing wrong with building the steps, because there's nothing wrong with doing melacha before Shvius. It does not look like, and no Isra of Tosfos Shvius. Now the Gemara says this. Rav Shammai asked, he made a point and said the following. In the Isra Shei Prakim, if it's true that our mission is talking about the din of Tosfos Shvius, it's during the time when Tosfos Shvius is also, and this is a new example of something that's also during Tosfos Shvius, can't be. Why? Because Bahadur Tanin, then how do we learn? We have a brisa that says, Lachrish Mutav Livnas also. We have a brisa that says you're allowed to plow during this time, but you're not allowed to build these steps. So in our mission, it says you're not allowed to build the steps. But we have a brisa that connects it by saying you're allowed to plow, but you're not allowed to build steps. Now, if you're allowed to plow, it must be during the time, it must be during the time when there's no Isser of Tosfos Shvius, because if there'd be Isser of Tosfos Shvius, you wouldn't be allowed to plow. And therefore, it must be that it's talking about in the time, and even when there's no Isser of Tosfos Shvius, nowadays when it's a Heter of Tosfos Shvius, and therefore the Isser must be something totally different. And then we're going to see in a second what that Isser is going to be. The Gemara in a couple of lines is going to explain what that Isser should be, like we said in the Mishnah, but the Gemara is going to explain what the Isser could be. But for now, we're saying it can't be that it's the Isser of Tosfos Shvius. In fact, the Gemara, so Yerushalmi is like this, in the Heter Shnei Prakim, if, how could you say that if it's somewhat time, the Heter Shnei Prakim, Mahada, Tininan, Albanihum, Shriyat, Misha, Pasuk, Yerushalmim, if you're talking about that the issue is because it's when there was no issue of Tosfos Shvius, so what's the chashash? Because it looks bad. Because it looks like you're doing something that's for Shemitah. So the Gemara asks, how can we say, how can it say that you're allowed to build from on Shemitah from the time when it stops raining, because everyone knows you're doing it for after Shemitah? If a person is trying to make that it's a maris ayin, and the person is, because it looks like he's building. So at this point, Yerushalmi thinks that there's even worse maris ayin if you do it on Shvius. Although we had explained in the Mishnah the other way of understanding, which was that there's no maris ayin because everybody knows you're doing it after Shvius. At this point in the Gemara, Yerushalmi says, no, it can't be. There's worse if a person is doing work on Shvius. Everyone will think that he's doing it for that year. In part, that's because the person must be doing it for Shvius. So if you're telling it, the reason why you're not allowed to do it before Shvius is not because of Tosfos Shvius, because we're talking about a time, the Heter Shnei Prakim, so it's not Tosfos Shvius, it's just because it looks bad. Well, if something looks bad even from before Shvius, at this point, Yerushalmi thinks it looks even worse when he does it on Shvius, and therefore it can't be. So it must be, that proves that the Mishnah must be going only because of the Mishnah of Tosfos Shvius. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about, because of Tosfos Shvius, and not because of the Issa, because it looks bad. Just an Issa of Tosfos Shvius. So Ramana said this. Yos Amar Rav Shammai. When Rav Shammai said beforehand that the Mishnah is talking about the Heter Shnei Prakim. When Rabbi Shammai said before that it's talking about Heter Shnei Prakim, he was right. Because Hadar Kadmisa, Chedor Kadmisa, Lachor's Mutter, Neshu Maskin Lamatoy Shvius. And the reason is that when the person plows, when he's plowing in the sixth year, there's no Israel Toys or Shvius. So what's, because we're talking about Beheter Shnei Prakim. What's the reason why he's allowed to plow? Because no one thinks it's strange that he's plowing. They realize that even though he's plowing close to Shemitah, he's not plowing for Shemitah, he's plowing for this eighth year, for after Shemitah. Why? Because the Maharal explains that plowing is always good for a field, and you can plow a field many times in preparation, for even years in advance. So you're plowing at the end of the sixth year, to help for the eighth year, that doesn't look bad. But Livnoi is also, but to build the steps during the end of the sixth year, that looks like you're doing it for Shvita. Why the issue must keep Shvita? Because it would only be logical that you're doing it for Shvita. Because why? If you're building the steps to water your field in the eighth year, well, what are you doing it now for so much in advance? Why don't you wait till it's close to the eighth year or in the eighth year? So the fact that you're doing it in the sixth year very much looks like you're doing it for the next year. As opposed to plowing, as we had explained, plowing doesn't look so bad because a person sometimes plows years in advance, and it doesn't look like he's trying to specifically plow for Shvius, and therefore that's the reason. So Ramana is agreeing with Rav Shammai that the pshat is you're not allowed to do it before Shvius when you do the plowing, because plowing looks like you're doing it for. Because plowing, you're allowed to do plowing because plowing doesn't look bad, and there's no Israel Tais for Shvius, but you're not allowed to make the steps because making the steps looks like you're doing it for Shvius, because why else would you be doing it now and not waiting until later? But even though that's true in the way we had said the Baisa, that's what he says it, but still must miss the Amrakin. Rana says that's not shot in the Mishnah. Why? The Tani, we changed the gears here, the Tani, it says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to build on Shvius. Once the rain stops, you're allowed to build from Matzoy Shvius. So that can't be. It can't be that a person should be allowed, if the reason was because it looks bad, it looks even worse to do it at that point, and therefore it can't be that our Mishnah can't hold that the reason is because it's during the time of the Heter Shnei Prakim, because for us this wouldn't make any sense. Okay, and then the Yerushalmi finishes off. Lo yisachek b'ofer, alosev chayit. The Mishnah had said was you can't make the wall with a really solid wall, but you should just make it a chayit. So the Yerushalmi is makul chayit. What is a chayit? So the Gemara says chayit lay. If you make like a separation, like from the word chatzitza, like as a separation, as it says in the pasuk, v'hu b'en achayet, it's a pasuk. They bring that it's a pasuk from Yecheskel that the pasuk says talks about. It describes actually very much like what it says in our Mishnah. It says certain people who b'en achayet. This person was building just a temporary separation, a temporary like wall, and the other people. In the case of the pasuk is contrasting that for the people who really strengthen the wall. So it's exactly what's said in the Mishnah that chayetz means to build it simply and just a temporary, like just bricks piled on top of each other, just a chatzitza, but not a really solid wall.